I was mentioning before that I think I'm going to start watching House of the Dragon simply because I did watch all of Game of Thrones. And at first I was leaning toward not. I thought, I love this series. And am I just going to be disappointed in any spinoffs or sequels? But you do have to be fair. Sometimes, you know, spinoffs and sequels actually, you know, perform quite well. So give something a chance. And as I also noted, there's nothing else on TV and I can't just watch the Brewers, you know, falling apart. What's that look for?
We're in like the golden age of television right now. What are you talking about? There's nothing else on TV.
What's so golden? What? What are you watching?
There's so, okay. Have you watched Only Murders in the Building yet?
No, because I had to draw the line somewhere on streaming. I have, once you have the first 28, do you really need the 29th? And so, yes, everybody has raved about it, but Hulu is the one stream
the
that,
one that
we
you
don't
refuse. Have. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. No, there's a lot of good stuff on Hulu. Only Murders is what I'm watching right now. Marvel has got me, like, Disney could literally charge me anywhere from like $50 to $100 a month, and they're still gonna have me pay for their streaming service for all of the Marvel content, because I love it. I love it. And so She-Hulk is a new series that just started. They had their first episode last week. I'm watching that right now as well. Have you watched The Marvelous Miss Maisel on Amazon Prime? Do you have that one?
I have. I actually did start that. I didn't keep up with it, but yes, I did like that when that first came. Again, that was years ago. So
there's four seasons of that now, and that's probably one of the best written shows I think there is on television right now. So highly encourage you to go back.
I really liked
watch
season
it.
One of it, and they kind of lost me midway through season two. It was just again, it was just too much talky talky and not enough laughy laughy.
Good again. So I would revisit that one because that is excellent. I'm trying to think of some of the other. There are so many good shows out right now. I wasn't prepared for this segment, but
I'm hoping to jump into it and like it because Game of Thrones in part got a bit of a reputation as not having a great series finale. It was good. It was definitely not great. Some people did not, and I'm not going to give you any spoilers here, but you know, the books aren't done yet. So you're talking about this is no longer the vision of the author. This is just, you know, this is what the writers who did a great job, but it fell a little short. So I thought it got me thinking about the best and worst TV series finales. And for me, if you think of another example, a couple of examples of not so good ones, Friends was okay. Did you catch the end of Friends?
See, I watched Friends not in like real time. That was a stream, obviously, for me because I remember my mom watching it, and I don't recall her reaction to the series being over, but I know that my mom was a very vivid Friends watcher. Sure. I didn't hate the series finale when I did watch it when I was in because I think I
it was heart touching. Yes, yeah. It was. But it just didn't have the same zip as when the show started. And I remember when it started, we were not sure. Remember, this is before it became a hit. And my wife and I are watching the first, you know, 5-6 episodes, and we're going, is this going to be big? I think we'll stick with it. And I'm glad we did. Obviously, it really took off after that. But, you know, again, the finale, you know, was hit or miss with some folks. The greatest disappointment in a series finale lately, I know most people would say Lost, but I am one of those who is still passionately upset with the ending, the series finale of How I Met Your Mother.
That was the one going to be the one I mentioned too.
Terrible,
terrible,
just terrible, convoluted, and everything. They thought they were being surprising and cute, and it wasn't. It wasn't anything like that. On the flip side, I thought, okay, what are some good examples? And simply because Luke continues to be too young to remember these things, of all the lists on the internet, I decided to go with the one from AARP.org.
Cheers.
A real thing. They have a website or a webpage about the best TV series finale of all times, which clearly is not in Luke's demographic, but here we are on their top list. They put Lost on the list at number 15. And I didn't watch it. I know people who tried to and then got out of it. And so I don't know that belongs up there. Next, they went with The Sopranos finale, a show I never watched, but I know everybody loved it. And then that mysterious ending where it just cuts to black and what happens next. I liked that. Again, I didn't watch the show, but as a concept for a finale for a show like that, I liked it. I thought that was a great idea.
It was Don't Stop Believing, right? It was just
right.
Journey played out and it was a black screen. That was it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yep. Mad Men, they put on the list, but again, just based on what I hear, people really loved the show in the beginning. Did it kind of lose its way? And that's a theme.
I tapered off on that one. I watched the first couple seasons and then never finished Mad Men.
Yeah. How about The Wire? One that I don't know how many people watched it the first time around, but then later picked up on it and watched it and just rave about it. Again, not necessarily my cup of tea, but
Ryan's currently watching that one or rewatching it. I forget if it's his first time through. I have not seen The Wire though, but I've heard good things.
Okay. Saint Elsewhere was on the list. It wrapped up in the medical drama, which introduced the world to Denzel Washington. It says here, had quite the meta finale. It all ended with the note that the entire show had been the imagining of the autistic son of one of the characters. And that blew a lot of people away. The West Wing made this list. Again, that's another one. Remember, there'd been turnover in the cast and it was good. It was nice.
That final season is an excellent season of television, but the series did lose its way there for a few seasons because I will go and rewatch just the last season of The West Wing because it's good. But they did lose their way kind of in like season 6 and 7. It was
I'll tell you though, those first couple, like season 2, 3 were
just
so powerful. I can't comment on Breaking Bad, not having been, again, somebody that watches that. If you notice a theme with me, it's not much for dramas. I like to laugh. I don't want my entertainment doesn't depend on people being violent and dying. So I'm going to be a little oddball if you're big into TV drama, which is why Game of Thrones was so surprising for me. One that I actually liked.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of, I like the medical dramas though too. ER was really good I thought that was just, they did it for forever.
And now that's great that you, that one is not on the list here.
It's not?
They mentioned Cheers. I would not have put Cheers on the list, but ER, when George Clooney comes up or when Juliana Margulies comes up and then there's George Clooney to greet her. I don't know if that was the finale or
no, that was the end of it.
On the way to the finale.
Yeah, that was in the final season. But it's Dr. Green's daughter is coming into medical school and is in the ER bay for like the last episode. And so that was interesting. Scrubs is a really good one, too. I like that. That's funny. Had a good conclusion, but
they have The Fugitive from 1967. That's a historic one. Mary Tyler Moore from 1977, historic. The MASH finale was phenomenal. I mean, what a gut punch, but it was so good. And then we don't have nearly enough time to give it justice. But if you're not familiar with the series finale of Newhart, the second coming of Bob Newhart's show, boy, are you in for a treat, but you'd have to invest into the whole thing. But it was far and away the best. Quite a packed hour next with candidates for legislature in Western Wisconsin next. You're up north.